The guy on the phone for a second date today already knows where his date went wrong.
Really?
And the bad part about it is he was pretty much guaranteed to get a second date, and then he did something really bizarre.
What?
And screwed everything up.
Oh, no.
So now he needs to see if he can apologize and get a second date. Chris, why don't you tell everybody what happened?
Well, I will.
Oh, you sound so defeated.
Oh, no.
Well, you'll understand.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't date a lot. I want to just preface that. I get nervous really easily. So a couple of weeks ago, I went out with like a couple coworkers at a local bar. We're all, you know, tech guys. And we're just having a couple of drinks and it's getting real fun. And they kind of dared me to spot the hottest girl in the bar and you should go talk to her.
That's a good dare.
Wow.
Yeah. Classic dare. I was really nervous about it. I just get way too nervous. I don't talk well.
You don't sound
nervous.
I don't
talk well.
You don't sound like a nervous guy at all.
Yeah, you get it. And so they ended up finally coercing me into doing it. So, you know, I spotted who I thought was the hottest girl in the bar. And I went over and ended up, I was like so nervous. I ended up pulling up my phone and doing a Google search for like pickup lines.
Nice.
Oh, you didn't. Why did you go to that?
Because I didn't know what to say.
So what'd your phone come up with?
Well, the one I used was, and I said this to her while looking at my phone.
Oh, God.
Was, hey there, if you were a sheep, I would clone you.
That's it?
That's the one you chose,
That's
huh?
It.
Yeah, well,
winner, winner.
That's actually kind of endearing. Like,
really?
You're looking at your phone. You're obviously nervous.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
She fell for it, right?
She liked it. She thought it was really funny, and she ended up pulling up her phone. We ended up having sort of like a Google search for pickup lines.
She's like,
good,
I bet
though.
You I could choose like 10 that were better than that one.
Yeah, she definitely outdid me.
Yeah. All right,
awesome.
So you struck up a conversation that way, and how'd everything else go?
It went great from there. We just started, we had a couple of more drinks. We were talking the whole rest of the night. And probably like 11:30 or midnight, place was getting slowing down. She ended up whispering. She said, let's go back to your place. And I was amazed. I was like, blown away.
Yeah.
Like, what? This can't be happening.
Are you talking to me?
Did you say, did I hear what I think you said?
I just tried to play it cool, which is just me sweating and not saying anything.
Good way to play it cool. Probably didn't know at all that you were nervous.
So yeah, but we ended up going back to my place.
Okay.
Things were moving in a way where the stuff was definitely going to happen, you know, more than just making out.
What?
Do you have to Google that too?
I probably should have, because next thing I know, she's like, she has to like go into my bedroom and just sort of get ready, kind of get more, a little more comfortable. And she's like, give me a minute, I'll tell you to come in. So I let her go into my room.
Wow, she's like a seductress.
I mean, I don't know if she's seductress, but she's definitely more experienced than me. I mean, it seems like she's been with a lot of men. Me, I haven't been on a date for, you know, maybe 2 years before this.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So I'm sitting in the kitchen waiting for her to kind of like tell me when she's ready, and I start getting nervous again.
Right, because she gives you time alone with your own thoughts. That's a horrible thing to do for you.
So I started, like, freaking out, thinking, I go, oh, no, she's experienced. I'm not. What do I do? In my head, I get this idea that, like, I got to spice it up. I got to bring it. I got to deliver when I walk in this room when she beckons me in. So I start going through my cupboards, and I found my jar of Nutella.
Oh, no.
And I got this great idea that is like, hey, you know what? Like, I've seen movies and stuff, and people like eating stuff off each other.
Oh, no.
That's sexy. That's fun. So I ended up stripping and putting Nutella on on myself below.
No.
Did you use a butter knife or did you do it by hand? I just have to know.
I wasn't going to put a knife down there.
And you slathered yourself in Nutella.
That is not an attractive looking substance,
no.
By the way.
I thought it would be fun, and you know, people like hot chocolate, but it's definitely doesn't spread easily like it does like on the commercials or the ads.
Oh my God.
Well, they're spreading it on different things in those commercials. I think that's the key.
At any point during the spread, did you think like maybe this isn't a good idea?
At one point, I had both my thighs covered and my entire arm. I don't think there's any point of going back.
Yeah. You can't really play that off.
You covered a lot of body area.
Yeah.
I was thinking just like the important ones. Your entire arm was covered in Nutella?
That was just like me trying to like spread it all out so it looked somewhat even. I was trying to make it look impressive as much as possible.
Leads to like hours of having to lick it off like you're tired by the time that that's gonna be done.
I didn't think any of this out. It was just impulsive.
What did she say? What happened when you walked in the room?
Oh yeah, well she called me in and I went in there completely covered in, you know, almost completely covered in Nutella.
That image.
Yeah.
Oh god.
It was kind of just like immediately she was first surprised, really confused, and then just horrified.
Yeah. Did you explain to her that it was Nutella before she started thinking it was other things?
That's the thing. I don't think I ever did explain it was Nutella. I think she just got up and she laughed.
She just pooped herself or something?
I hope she didn't think that.
You're just like, all girls love Nutella, right?
Did she say anything to you before she left?
She just said, it's late, I gotta go.
No. And just let you sit there sticky?
Yeah, I mean, I do remember saying, no, don't. Wait, don't go. And then she just kind of didn't respond and just walked right past
me. Oh, wait, don't go. I need an adult. I need somebody to help me clean up.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Did you hear from her at all after this such an embarrassing experience?
Oh, my God.
Well, no. I mean, I've been trying. I just called her and I've sent some texts, but she hasn't responded.
Have you explained yourself in any of the phone calls or text messages?
I was kind of wanting to talk to her directly. So yeah. She hasn't responded, so I haven't had a chance to. But I think if I could, we'd have a chance of going on like a second date.
Yeah.
Well, I bet
maybe.
She'll remember you when we call.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I don't see how she could forget me.
If she gets you confused with somebody else, you probably don't want another date with her. That happens to me all the time. All right. We're going to play a song, come back. And then we'll call her and see if you can talk yourself into a second date, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hang on.